Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of my podcast. We have a very special guest today joining all the way from Illinois. We have Ashley Bean joining the podcast. Hi Ashley.
Hi.
How is it? How's the weather there in Illinois?
It's starting to get cold.
Yeah, I can see.
Yep, got my scarf on.
So how is the evening? How was the day today?
It wasn't too bad. Just did a little bit of shopping around, getting ready for the holidays.
Right. So how is the situation over there? Is it kind of back to normal now or with all the pandemic?
Yes and no. Right. Yes and no, depending on where you are.
Right. I've seen your profile. I don't know, somehow I came across on Facebook the Ashley Bean band, and then I know this person from CJC Promotions, which is Catherine, right? So and then I found out actually Rock Avenue was like working with her, and I asked them about whether I can talk to you. That's how we got connected. It's pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
It's amazing how we can connect now, right? With
yeah, it's like a small world.
Right. What's the weirdest like thing for you? Like anybody contacted you like around the world?
Oh gosh, like I've noticed throughout the years with my music that I'll be friends with one musician and friends with another, and then they know each other. Or they know somebody big in the industry and I somehow know them. And it's really weird. It's like, what a small world we live in.
Right. Ashley, when did you perform live last?
With the COVID and everything, it's been really hard getting out. But it's been a several years since I performed. I was working on my album and I was doing music videos and starting to promote stuff. And then I was like, we were talking about doing shows last year, COVID hit. And it's just been like, okay, I guess I will wait and hopefully planning on some new music here in the near future. And I'm pretty excited with the new song that I have that I'm hoping to get into the studio as soon as possible with.
Right. I've seen your Instagram recently. There were a lot of posts about this Josie Awards. Can you tell me about this award show and tell me a little bit about dress you wore for that awards?
It was a lot of fun. My first year ever going to the Josie Music Awards was last year. It was a little weird with the whole COVID thing. They had to be on strict rules and stuff like that. They only could have so many performers and everybody had to be so spread apart and they could only sell so amount of tickets because of COVID. And then this year it was a lot bigger with, they didn't seem to have that strict rules, but it's like the Grammys. You go in, you're like, everyone's all just dressed up, just over the top. You got this red carpet, you got interviews, you do all these photo shoots and you get to meet everyone on the red carpet, the other musicians, artists, producers, labels, you name it. They're all out there. And then you go into the showroom where the event takes place and you sit there just like in the Grammys, how you see all the celebrities sitting out in the audience as they see performers and people going up and receiving their award and stuff like that. And it's just like the Grammys. And it is amazing. Josie and her mother are just absolutely amazing on keeping this going every year and how they just do it. I don't know, but they are awesome at doing this. And there's people just all around the world that come to this place. There's a gal from Ireland that she comes out there and either performs or she wins. She's just amazing. And there's a few producers out from Hollywood that come up there and it's really cool.
Right. And you wore some, I saw your dress, like it was so unique what you wore to that event, right?
Yeah, it was really unique. It really reminded me of Cleopatra. And I got a lot of comments that night of like, you remind me of Cleopatra when you were on stage and stuff like this. Like it was very just gold and white and black and just remind me of this Egyptian just goddess, and I loved it. It flowed so well, and I'm like, I'm glad I picked that dress for that night.
Yeah, you know what I felt when I saw that dress? It reminds me of Princess Leia on Star Wars. Like, there was that kind of
feel. Yeah.
So Ashley, tell me a little bit about your childhood, and what's your earliest memory of music?
I started off at a very young age. I started getting into music right around 7-8 years old, and then I started playing guitar at the age of 10 years old. Got into a local church of mine. That's how kind of things all started getting to, started practicing more, then getting in with the church and knowing how to play with the band. And then that eventually got into a cover band at the age of 14, 15 years old, and playing out in bars. And then that turned into, I want to be my own solo artist and write my own music and have my own band and go out and perform. And that's kind of like how it led to, is me starting off just playing guitar and getting into church.
Right. So what were the music like you were listening to, like you got into early on?
Oh gosh. Well, my mom, she liked to listen to a lot of old country, like Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Patsy Cline, all those old artists. And my dad, he liked Ozzy Osbourne, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, and all the AC/DC, and growing up with all those rock bands. And I really fell in love with Joan Jett. Joan Jett's been like my inspiration, because she's a female artist. She knows what it's like. She knows she went on a hard path with being a woman in the industry, and she really just opened me up to be like, I want to be just like her. She has just paved the way for women to play rock and roll. And I just absolutely love Joan Jett.
Yeah, actually I read that before I saw it, you're mentioning that. So that's why I took this out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. If I could ever meet her in person, I would just go up and hug her and say, thank you. You have inspired me to do what I'm doing today.
Yeah. And then this song, like I love rock and roll. It's like, it's basically like the theme of rock and roll, right? Like,
yeah.
and what I love about Joan Jett is she's not just rock artist, because she's like filling the gap between punk, goth, and rock and roll, right? She brings that new wave sort of a looks and performance and all this. And then there's a bit of a mystery also, right? She's like kind of
definitely. Definitely.
I think with Joan Jett, what I couldn't differentiate is that she goes as a solo artist, and then Joan Jett and the Blackhearts goes as a band, but basically they're like the same, or they're different. So sometimes it's like, is that the same case with you? Like you have, you're Ashley Bean, and then there's an Ashley Bean band. Is that the same?
Yeah. It's just like Joan Jett, and I never imagined it would end up being like that. But I would just, I would hire in musicians that can come and go as they please. They don't need to be tied down for anything. And it was just like Joan Jett. Like it never crossed my mind until like recently. I'm like, I'm doing exactly what Joan Jett did.
So tell me, so you got into playing guitar, and then what were you like, you said you played for a cover band, and then were there other bands before becoming Ashley Bean?
It really was the cover band, and that really inspired me to like, I can really do this. I can really just write my own music. I started writing it at a young age, and it was when I was like in my early 20s when I recorded my first album to kind of get my feet wet and get, grounded on this, like, how is this whole studio thing work? And I wrote my first album, and then I loved it. It took off from there.
Right. Tell me a little bit about the Ashley Bean band. So is the lineup, as you mentioned that it's like sort of people coming and going, but Is there been a fixed lineup for some time now, or?
There have been times where I've had artists that they will stay for longer periods of times, that they like they like just being a part of it and writing the music and going to the studio and have like that experience. And then, you know, we, once they're ready to, you know, move on, I'm like, hey, just, you know, I'm always here. Just call me and we can just get together and perform more. And I just, I create this friendship, this bond with a lot of musicians. And I like to keep things open because every musician that comes to the table, they have something new to bring and something like, I never thought of that.
Right. When I was listening to your, especially this song, What You Deserve, I can't imagine that you're like the way you look and the way you sound. It's like, I couldn't put those two things together.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Like, that's you? Like, yeah, it is.
So this singing and the voice is also kind of like, I feel that it's also kind of inspired by Joan Jett, right?
Yeah. I really take a lot of inspiration from her, just her whole look, her whole dynamic. Like, she wasn't that pretty, pretty girl. She was like, I'm going to like kick your booty once I get up on that stage. So just this biker rocker, you know, growly, just awesome look that she had. And like, it was just basically like this intimidation, like, you don't mess with her.
Right. Deciding that you want to do solo and you want to have your like own band, how was that journey? How did it started? And tell me a little bit about where you performed and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, it all started off with like knowing some local musicians and putting some ads out there, trying to find some other musicians that were from a different area, and it did work. I found like a really cool guitar player that lived an hour away from me, and he really was interested in joining my band, and he stuck around for years and we're still good friends. And he always tells me, hey, you ever need a guitar player, hit me up and I'll come and play a show here and there for you. And I'm like, heck yeah.
right. We'll talk about your music a little bit later, but I know that you are also part of this company or this organization called Bandominium, right? Bandominium?
Yeah, Bandonomium, yeah.
Bandonomium. Yeah, so tell me what's that?
It's a nonprofit organization, and basically what we do is that we find bands that are really passionate about their music and want to take that next step in their music. I joined it about like 6-7 years ago, and you get introduced to people in the industry and sponsorships and radio stations, and that's how I got with Rock Avenue Records USA, and I got to meet people like and from other major labels in this Bandonomium, and I really create such an amazing friendship and relationship with these people. It's just, I recommend doing Bandonomium. It's free, it's a non-for-profit, and all they ask is like participate and help each other out. That's what we do. I always call it as one big family. We help each other out to get to that next level. It's not a competition. We're all in this together.
Right. I think that one has a project called Woman Rock Project, right? So it's yep. Like promoting female rock artists.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's still part of Bandonomium. We have like a youth one where it's more for like teenagers who have gotten their rock band or country band going. And we promote younger kids on our Bandonomium youth project. And then we have the women's, and then it's just amazing what they have been doing. And with COVID and stuff, we kind of shut some things down, but we're hoping in this next year, we're going to be riding hard and getting some more shows under our belt.
Right. Now with, you know, I mean, there's so many female artists, but I think a lot of artists, what I feel, there are not much artists who can really inspire, like, for example, the younger generation, right? And inspire right. people towards maybe really standing up for them. It's because it's all just, you know, there's so much, even like the top artists, they're just like, just, I don't know, sometimes it's vulgar and it's just doesn't make sense. So how important was the like female rock artist for you when you were growing up?
It was definitely Joan Jett. Like, I bought her albums, like I would watch her music videos and how she interacted with her audience, her fans, and she was just this rock chick. She didn't care to be in pink or a dress or anything like that. She was all in leather. She's like, I'm gonna rock this guitar harder than any band out there. And she is someone that I have looked up for years, and someone who had a unique voice, because I know I have a unique voice. And I looked at her because she was bullied. She was, you know, put down, discriminated against for having a unique singing voice, and I have went through the same thing. And she has stuck around, and she's like, I don't care what people say about me, I'm going to keep going, and they can just whatever. And I've done the same thing. I'm like, I don't care what people think of me, I know I have a unique voice, and I'm going to stand out. I don't care what people have to say to me anymore.
Right. So when you're writing songs, what's the process? I mean, is it always you coming up everything, or do you take ideas from others from the band? Or
I do write the lyrics and my guitar part. If I go in the studio, my producer, he'd be like, let's change it up a little bit. And that's why I like to have, like, to be so open with other musicians coming in and playing on my music. They can change, like, let's change this verse to make it sound like this. I'm like, I never thought about that. That makes it even better. It makes it even more unique than what it was. And I'm very open with that. And I start out, you know, whether I'm playing the guitar or I come up with some lyrics and I start putting it all together, like my song I just wrote recently that I'm really hoping to get in the studio with. It just was a few chords that I was playing that all of a sudden lyrics just started just flowing out. And I all of a sudden in 1 hour, I had this finished song. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go in the studio now.
Right. I listened to your album, What You Deserve. You have it in Spotify, and you also have a couple of music videos also on YouTube. So tell me a little bit about this song, What You Deserve. What are you trying to say on that song?
That song is definitely about, like, karma. You get what you deserve in the end. You reap what you sow. You know, you do something bad to me, that karma will eventually just catch up with you. That's basically what it is it's karma. Karma, you're going to get what you deserve in the end. If you screw up, you do someone wrong, you know, it's just how it is.
Right. So you're part of Rock Avenue Records and USA, right? So I actually checked their roster, and they seem to have, like, so many interesting different variety of rock and roll, right? So many different genres.
Yeah, definitely.
have you met the other bands from that label?
Yeah, there's one that I'm friends with, Ron. He's from Fingers and Sunshine. I've known him because he's through Band of Gnome as well. And him and I, we'll talk through Facebook, and his wife will get a hold of me, and her and I are really good friends, and we just created this amazing friendship. And this other band from, I believe they're from Ukraine, and they're awesome. I watch their videos and I follow them and stuff, and they're a really cool band that I think people should check out. And yeah.
So I think you're referring to Star Crystal, right?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I actually talked to them already in my show. They were part of the show, like, a few weeks back.
Awesome.
They're really bringing that, like, you know, like that Guns N' Roses, like, LA, kind of. and they're not like afraid of it. Huh? They're just bringing it really.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She just gets out there, and I just, like, keep going, keep doing it.
Right. It was really, I mean, I always fascinated with this, like, there are a lot of countries that they don't really speak English as their, like, native language. So when I was doing the interview, I kind of had to have some little bit of translation. Somebody has to actually translate the whole question.
Right.
But when they sing, you don't feel that they cannot speak English really, right? Like, they know how to sing.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And the same is, I've been to places like Indonesia where they cannot really speak, a lot of people cannot speak English, but when they're singing English songs, they know how to sing it really, really well.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So I noticed that some of these songs that you wrote actually were, I mean, bit earlier, but you're putting it in the streaming services only like later on. And what's the plan now? What's going to happen next? Are you working on new songs? Is new singles going to come out? What are you planning?
Yeah, I just recently wrote this song about a couple weeks ago, and I just absolutely love it. I have this whole new look that I have, and I wrote this song, which is going to help introduce this whole new look. I've been introducing it a little bit here and there, giving people a little taste of what it is. I completely transferred what I'm going to be wearing, what my look is, and this song I wrote, just it came to me one day, and I was downstairs in my band room, and it just, the lyrics just came flowing out, and the music just, it all kind of just intertwined and just came together, and I'm blown away by it. I had a few other songs I was going to go in the studio with, but this one really stood out to me.
Your previous gigs that you had, I saw in one of the interviews you mentioned that you actually opened for Warrant, right?
Yeah, we had a show. Oh God, it's been a couple of years now since that's happened. But yeah, we had a show up in Pontiac, and we played with some. I actually got to meet some really cool bands that were up there. Convoy was one of them, and we actually became like really good friends up there. We played, and we had a pretty. I had a great time there. I got to meet an A&R rep from Wind Up Records. She owned that label like way back in the day. Diana Metzler, I don't know if people know her or not, but she signed some really big name bands like Seether and Evanescence and some really big artists. And I got to meet her and that night at that show, and she really fell in love with my music, and we just kind of hit it off from there.
Right, right. So now that, you know, sort of, I think in the US, it's kind of like the COVID thing is slowly going away. I mean, I think things are getting better. Are you looking forward to performing live again, you know, going on tour?
Yeah, I'm really hoping that every day's a new day, and I'm hoping that it gets us closer to being normal and we get to go back out and having shows and concerts, and, you know, instead of hearing, oh, this, like not too long ago, there was a huge concert that was going to be happening in Peoria, then it got canceled overnight. And it's like, oh my gosh, when is this canceling shows left and right going to end?
Yeah, actually, because before the pandemic, like I used to go to so many concerts. Like 2019, I went to 61 shows. And then in 2020, I could go only eight yeah. shows. And 2021, yeah, there's no shows yet weird. For me, so it's
it was weird. It's really strange.
But I've been just watching a lot of these live streams now. I watched the Slipknot festival, the Knotfest festival, the whole festival yesterday on live stream, stuff like that. But I mean, it's okay because there's nothing else, right? But I really miss the live going to an actual live gig.
Yeah, it's definitely different going there live than watching it like through a screen. You get to feel that entire experience of just the music and how loud it is and how everybody around you is just having so much fun.
So Ashley, what's your message to the viewers of this video and people who's going to listen to this podcast?
Never give up, no matter what, how many people try to put you down and say you'll never be something, you'll never go anywhere, you don't have what it takes. Don't listen to those type of people. They're just nothing but haters that only want, you know, you to go nowhere because they're intimidated by you, and you can do whatever you want if you put your mind to it. And that's what I have done throughout the years. And once you do that, you are unstoppable.
Right. Anybody you want to shout out to?
I like to shout out to Marianne and Lewis. I like to shout out to Laura and my friends and my family and all my fans out there.
Yeah, Ashley, thanks for joining this podcast. And I really enjoy talking to you. And I think we got connected a bit low. It took some time to get this interview set up, but I'm glad we
did
it.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I don't know what happened. Like, I've been getting some emails and then I don't get emails, and it's really weird. And then one day your email showed up, like, I never saw this. This is really strange. That's why I connected back out to you, like, hey, I'm so sorry. I did not even see this email through my email at all.
It's fine. So I'm looking forward to you know your new songs, and hope you enjoy, like you'll be able to go on the road and then perform more places.
I'm ready. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So thanks for joining again, and tell everyone how they can follow you and how they can listen to your music.
You can follow me on my website at ashleybeanband.net or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm also on TikTok, so hit me up on there. And otherwise, I'm on YouTube as well.
Right. So, Ashley, thanks again. Have a great
evening.
Thank you. Thank you.